Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Elite Radio. My name is Tariq Nasheed. I'm your gracious host. And I'm ready to chop up game with the family. Glad to have everybody tuning in. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call in. And what we're going to do, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. So I don't want y'all to go nowhere. We'll be right back. Right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Hey, what's up, fam? If you want to get some very educational books for your children, you need to check out the website RoyallyMelanated.com. This website has a lot of great children's books for melanated children out there. You can get books like A Birthday Surprise for George Washington, other books like No Time for Excuses, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Rich, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Smart, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Healthy. Another book they have called Melanin Heroes, which is a coloring book. They have another book called Positions of Power, and so many, many, many more great books. Go to RoyallyMelanated.com. Again, that's RoyallyMelanated.com. What's up, man? Everybody needs to visit LegendaryMix.com right now. If you are a rapper, you're a singer, you're a music producer, you should be in agreement that LegendaryMix.com is the number one internet online music and mastering service. Take advantage of their low price, high quality mix downs with professional mastering while prices are still low. If you know somebody who makes music, you should be telling them about LegendaryMix.com. These guys are consistent, they deliver top quality results, and they have fast turnaround times. For 10% off on your first order, all you have to do is subscribe to LegendaryMix.com and mention Tariq Radio and you will save. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1@gmail.com. Privy Point is a new mobile app that lets you market, sell, buy, discover, trade, alert, search, plan, manage, and much, much more, all from your mobile device, no matter where you are. Privy Point has the power to make you a merchant, reporter, event organizer, buyer, seller, and much more just from one single app. Privy Point is basically the Swiss Army knife for mobile apps. So get yours right now at privypoint.com. That's PRIVIPOINT.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Shonda. Hey, because you're a hoe.
Oh, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And I hope you guys have your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 DVDs. If you don't have that, you need to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. And get that, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you guys have been checking out Ism Radio. A lot of folks have been checking out the new show that we have that we do live on Tuesdays, every Tuesday afternoon, West Coast time at 2 o'clock. That's Ism Radio with my lovely female co-hosts, Miss Chris and Sarah Nicole. That's at ismradio.com, IZMradio.com. And you can subscribe to that on iTunes as well. We have a lot of good times and fun doing that show. A lot of stuff we're going to talk about on today's show. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. And we're going to be working on that. We are working on the Haitian documentary. We got the name for it and all that. We decided on that. A Kickstarter for that is coming soon. We're doing so much as far as that film. This is going to be a very, very important film that we're putting together, this Haitian documentary. I'm going to actually be going back out to Haiti in a couple of weeks. We're going to have some wonderful people in it. We're going to get this brother, Dr. Wade Nobles. This brother has a great book about the Haitian Revolution, and we're getting like into the psychology of the African mind. I mean, we're getting deep into this Haitian thing, man, because this is something that we should all know and we should all learn from. And it's a lot of great information, man. This is going to be a heavy ass film. And a lot of the people who want to know what we're doing down in Haiti, as far as the houses, we're getting that started too. We're getting started on the first house pretty soon. I got some information back from the engineers out there in Haiti. The first house that we're going to get, it's going to be, we're getting nice homes out there. I didn't want to just throw up a couple of shacks. So we're getting some decent homes out there, like with a few bedrooms, with bathrooms, with solar paneling. So they sent me back the blueprints today, and they sent me all the prices and all the estimates of everything that they're doing. So we're going to get rolling on that, and we're going to actually film the progress of that. So if anybody wants to get involved with that, make your donations. Go to melanoidnation.org. That's melanoidnation.org. Right on top of the page, there's a donate button for people who want to participate in that. And the people down there are so grateful, man. They're like, look, there's all these major organizations, man. They make all this big fuss, and they give us a couple of dollars for a tin roof. And that's basically all we get. So they're like, they're so grateful that we are willing to help them actually build some homes. Because so many organizations go down there and rape the people. But, I'll get into all that stuff later. And, yeah, if somebody in the chat room is asking about water, that stuff is being covered, too. That's being covered, too. As a matter of fact, Sister Bello, that's my contact down there. There's a brother coming in from Ghana. That's why Wade Nobles is going down there. He's going down there to do some help. He's a thorough brother. He's been down there doing a lot of work for years. She told me he's coming down there. He's going to be there for a week. There's another brother from Ghana who's going to bring some machinery out there that can convert seawater into drinking water. That's amazing. So we got people out here really putting in the work and making it do what it do. Because we just cannot depend on those in the dominant society. We're going to have to start really pulling ourselves up globally, which is what we should have been doing. We got to start reaching out globally and making all of this stuff happen, because the white supremacists are global with white supremacy. So we got to be global with empowerment. That's just no other way around that. But I digress. But again, family, the number is 818-850-5404. That is the call-in number. So we're going to get deep on today's show. I want to talk about a shooting that happened out in Iowa. I think it happened either last night or this morning. And I'm going to get on to that in a minute. A couple of stories in the news. Last week I talked about this white supremacist named Michael Vance. They finally got him. He was on the run for a few days. He shot up a couple of cops and shot up some civilians and stole cars. And he was a child molester. So they finally caught him and killed him after he waged terror out there in Oklahoma. And what's interesting, yesterday in Oklahoma, there was a damn earthquake out there. There was a straight up earthquake in Oklahoma. It's like a 4.5 out there yesterday. So a lot of people are saying, man, is it the ancestors? Is the ancestors just tired of the bullshit? Are the ancestors coming back? Because there's a lot of real strange natural things happening. Forget about these white supremacists losing their mind and turning in on each other. But there was a damn earthquake out there in Tulsa, where they, or near, I think the epicenter was Tulsa, but it reverberated in different parts of Oklahoma. But all of these places where people want to practice this violent, inhumane, unjust form of white supremacy, a lot of karmic energy is coming back to them. There's a story on melanoidnation.org about this disease that's going around the Philadelphia area. there's a disease out there that's tackling people. It's like a lung infection in the Montgomery County area of Philadelphia, right? It's like a suburb of Philadelphia. And what's interesting about this illness, news reports say this illness is only attacking, quote unquote, affluent white people. It's real weird. I mean, go to melanoidnation.org. We got an article on this. It's attacking affluent white people, like thin white women in particular. And the news report goes to say that this illness, black people are not really affected by it for some reason. They said black people and people who are like overweight. I don't know what the correlation is, but there's this disease that's skipping over black folks and it's everywhere. It's like in the air, it's in the soil, but it's not affecting black people. And they're trying to figure out what it is. Look that up. I mean, this came on the news out there in Philly a few days ago. Is that the ancestors talking? I mean, what is that? And this is why, let me say this. Brothers and sisters out there in the Philly area, y'all better be careful. Y'all better be careful out there because shit, they'll start body snatching brothers and harvesting organs to try to come up with some cures. I'm saying brothers out there better be very careful in the Philly area. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. And again, the phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Something's going on with my phone lines here. I don't know what it is, but something's going on with the phone lines. I think some of you guys are trying to call, but it's not coming through. But it's cool. We're still going to chop up game nonetheless. Now, let me play this clip real quick of Lil Wayne. A lot of folks are talking about this on social media. If y'all not following me on Twitter, y'all need to be following me at Tariq Nasheed. Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Lil Wayne. You know, Lil Wayne, I've been kind of giving Lil Wayne a pass because, you know, Lil Wayne is high a lot of times. A lot of times he does interviews and he's high and drunk or whatever. And I try to give certain people the benefit of the doubt, but Lil Wayne has just jumped full-fledged on the coon train with some comments he made about, quote-unquote, Black Lives Matter, meaning black people. Not, because when people use the term Black Lives Matter, they're talking about black people as a whole. And he was on Nightline, and they had this black reporter interview him, and this is what Lil Wayne had to say.
Thought on Black Lives Matter.
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea was that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever, whatever. It's somebody got shot by police for a f***ed up reason. I am a young, black, rich m***. If that don't let you know that America understand Black Matter these days, I don't know what it is.
Okay. He said, I'm a young, rich, black motherfucker. I'm young, rich, and black. And if that don't let you know that America thinks that black motherfuckers matter, I don't know what to tell you. So he thinks just because they allowed him to get money, ain't no racism. Because he has said some other shit about ain't no racism. And didn't he make some anti-racism songs before? So, I mean, I don't like that dipping in and off of the coon train shit. You know, Wayne is just on the train.
If that don't let you know that America understand black matter these days, I don't know what it is. That man white, he filming me. I don't know what you mean, man. Don't come at me with that dumb man. My life matters, especially to my
He said, my life matters. Especially to my bitches.
I don't know what it is. That man white, he filming me. I don't know what you mean, man.
He said, I'm a nigga. Because they have to translate this shit. You know, a lot of this shit, they got to translate it because he's mumbling, you know.
On Black Lives Matter.
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea was that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
just sounds weird. I didn't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever, whatever. It's somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young, black, rich man. If that don't let you know that America understand black matter these days, I don't know what it is. That man white, he filming me. I don't know what you mean, man. Don't come at me with that dumb man. My life matter, especially to my.
Do you feel, though, connected to?
I feel connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me. If you do, you crazy. You, not the camera, you. Feeling connected to something that ain't got nothing to do with you.
No, now let me let y'all listen to that again.
Me.
Let me let y'all listen to that. He
I
said,
"Don't know what you mean,
don't you?" And they had a black female reporter interview him, and she's like, "Well, don't you feel connected to it, to all this stuff that's going on?" And he's like, "No, listen, hold on."
On Black Lives Matter.
I don't know what you mean, man. Don't come at me with that dumb man. My life matter, especially to my.
Do you feel, though, connected to?
I feel connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me.
He said, I don't feel nothing connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me. He think this shit ain't about him because he got a little money.
If you do, you crazy as you, not the camera, you, feeling connected to something that ain't got nothing to do with you.
He said, feeling connected with something that ain't got nothing to do with you. Now, that's just... He's jumped full-fledged train. That's full-fledged coon train talk. That's I'm a special slave shit. That's some special plantation slave shit. The whites love me. See, black folks make that big mistake with that bullshit about just because the white supremacists come around you and you jump up and down like a little monkey and entertain them, and some slutty white broads give you some throwaway cooch, niggas think that they've arrived. When a nigga get a couple of white people clapping and looking at him tap dance, and then a couple of slutty white broads give him some ass, niggas think, I mean, shit. All lives matter. All pussy matters. It's like, what racism? This is my dream. I got money. I get to get high. I get to have sex with white women. Now, never mind this nigga forgot that his ass went to Rikers Island on a charge that they give white people slaps on the wrist for. I mean, certain niggas just... they just are not going to learn. No matter what you do to them, certain niggas, man, no matter how you treat them, no matter how the system of white supremacy smacks them around, they'll still make excuses. Just like that Negro who called my show this Sunday. And y'all, I don't want to go too deep into it, but I had this guy named CJ Carey. He's a black Trump supporter, and he got kicked out of a Trump rally, and this nigga called my show talking about how he deserved to get kicked out. This is like the real... What's the Tyrone Biggums? What's the Dave Chappelle character of the black Klan member? Is it Tyrone Biggums? Or is that the crackhead? What was the Dave Chappelle character of the black Klansman? The blind dude who was a Klansman? That's what this nigga sounded like. This nigga made every excuse for them white supremacists throwing him out of a Trump rally. And the thing is, you got to understand that the Negro slave mind, it's all about attention. Logic is gone. You can't really reason with a plant. Clayton Bigsby, that's the name. I'm sorry. Yeah, Clayton Bigsby. That's the name of the Dave Chappelle character. Tyrone Biggums was the crackhead, but it was Clayton Bigsby. Clayton Bigsby. That's the character, the black Klansman. You got niggas in real life who sound like that. That's what Lil Wayne just sounded like. Ain't connected to me. I ain't got shit to do with that, man. That's Clayton Bigsby talk. The nigga who called my show is on some Clayton Bigsby shit. See, as white supremacy doubles down, niggas start thinking that acting more coonish is going to save them. And being a bigger coon, that's not going to save you from white supremacy, fam. It doesn't work like that. That's simply not going to save you. And not only are these white supremacists getting emboldened, they're getting more brazen. These white supremacists are starting to martyr themselves now. They've always martyred themselves and sacrificed themselves. See, when we talk about white supremacy being religion, I mean just that. It's a religion. And in any religion, you have people who will be the sacrificial lambs for that religion. Just like Dylann Roof. Dylann Roof chose to be the sacrificial lamb for the religion of white supremacy. He knew that he was going to go to jail when he walked up in that church and killed all those black people. He knew what was going to happen, but he was doing it for the greater cause of white supremacy. That's how dedicated these people are to maintaining the system of white supremacy. And certain people, they're like, if my life is fucked up and I'm a loser, I'll sacrifice myself for the greater cause. I'll sacrifice my life. Some of these white militia groups are like that. They'll sacrifice their lives for the greater cause of maintaining white supremacy. See, we got to understand what we're dealing with. A lot of black folks don't get that type of commitment that these white supremacists have. And we're trying to be rational. Well, you can't rationalize with these American Nazis. That's how a lot of these white supremacists are. They're Nazis. And there was a case that happened, was it this morning or last night? It was a guy in Iowa. There was this white supremacist male who went out and shot, ambushed, and executed two other white police officers. His name was Scott Michael Green. And if you go on Twitter, you'll see, you know, some hashtags about him, Scott Green, and this has Iowa. Now, this morning when the story broke that two police officers were ambushed in Iowa, a lot of news reports and bloggers were trying to blame Black Lives Matter, which means all black people. They immediately start talking about Black Lives Matter. They're the suspects. And then when it came out that it was a white supremacist male, everybody shut up. But the thing is, this guy, Scott Michael Green, he got upset with the cops because the cops basically stopped him from harassing some black people. Now, on my last Ustream show this Sunday, I did a whole show about how these white supremacists and white supremacist militia groups, they're mad at the government and they're mad at law enforcement only because sometimes the government and law enforcement stops them from harming and harassing black people. That's the only reason they're really mad at them. They're all that big government and all that Illuminati and the police state. They're cool with a police state as long as black people are getting their shit kicked in. You notice none of these people complain when the police state is on black folks. When black children are getting blown away, when black people who are legally carrying, when they get blown away, you don't hear nothing from these people. But when it's some minor bullshit where a police officer is harassing them or saying something to them they don't like, all of a sudden it's this police state that we have to stop. So this guy, Scott Green, a few weeks ago, I'm going to play this clip of the guy. He's in jail. Now, he went and ambushed these two cops. And what he did, he went to a high school football game. And he went to this game. He ain't got no kids. He wasn't really there to support the kids. This nigga ain't got no fucking kids. But he went there, and this is in Iowa. He went there with an American flag and a Confederate flag. He went there to antagonize and harass black families there who went to see the game. And there's a photo of him. If you look at the page, there's a photo of him in his glasses, and he has a Confederate flag standing in front of some black people. He was mad because they didn't stand for the national anthem. So he went there for the sole purpose to harass black people. Now let me give you some more information about this guy before I play the clip. This guy has also, he's been charged for violent crimes before. He was also charged for harassing other black people in his apartment complex, calling them nigger. He threatened to kill a black person, called them the N-word. So this guy, he pled guilty to a harassment charge and he was sentenced to a 1-year probation. So this is he's a blatant white supremacist. It's not even a suspect. This is a real deal white supremacist. So I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to try to skip through some of it. And I'm going to talk in between it of the police putting him out of this game. See, this is the problem. He was at this game and he was harassing black people. And I want you to look at some of the codes that he was using and the codes that he was trying to convey to these white police officers. And I'm going to break this down.
It's in the stands. So we're asking you to leave.
Have I committed a crime?
We're asking you to leave. You just don't.
Have I committed a crime?
Okay, so now he's filming the cops making him leave. So he's outside of the school right now, and he's doing that. Have I committed a crime? You know, it's that white privilege bullshit he's trying to pull. Like, how dare you stop me from harassing these niggers?
Yeah.
Everything from the get-go has been recorded, sir.
Have I committed a crime?
You're on private property. You're on school property. We're asking you to leave at this time.
And you're causing disturbance in the stands. So, yes, we're asking you to leave this property.
We're asking you to leave, and if you don't leave, then you'll be arrested for trespass.
What kind of disturbance have I caused?
Huh? We're asking you to leave the property.
What kind of disturbance have I caused?
Sir, do that, sir.
What kind of disturbance have I caused?
You got a car coming?
Yes.
Mr. Tyler? It's built. Yeah. Dr. Roger, come up here.
So the cops are talking among themselves right now, just to give you an idea of what's happening. Now, see, the cops are being pretty lenient on him. They're just making him leave. Now, you know, with us, if we're trespassing, you know, we get gaffled up. But they're being very patient with this guy. You know, these white supremacists, they get to sit around and talk about my rights and why am I being this. And, you know, they get the luxury of doing that.
I think I've been assaulted by you.
Nope. Now he's saying he's been assaulted by the cops. He's going into that white supremacy victim mode.
You grabbed me.
I escorted you outside the stadium, sir.
You grabbed me.
I escorted you out of the stadium, sir.
You grabbed me and shoved me around.
No, I escorted you nicely outside the stadium.
Have I committed a crime?
I asked you to walk outside the stadium, which is private property.
Have I committed a crime?
I'm asking you to leave this property.
Have I committed a crime?
Sir, I'm asking you to leave this property.
Have I committed a crime?
Sir, I'm asking you to leave this property.
Pretty soon it's going to be trespassing, sir.
What crime have I committed?
Trespassing. They've asked you kindly to leave. This is private property. They can do that.
Who has asked me? No one has asked me to leave.
This uniformed officer has, sir.
You just notice how patient they are with these white supremacists, how they just get to sit up and ask questions over and over after they done acted a damn fool, and they're just so patient with them.
Multiple times leave this property.
And you've recorded every minute of it.
Okay. I'm going to go on the sidewalk.
Perfect.
And I was assaulted in the stands, and my belongings were stolen. I would like them back.
He just said he was assaulted, which is bullshit. Nobody assaulted him. And he said his belongings were stolen, which means his Confederate flag, which that wasn't stolen either.
I'm a citizen of the United States of America.
You can go over here.
And I would like my property back that was stolen from me.
That means I'm white. And why aren't you cooperating with me? That's what he's saying. I'm white. And why are you taking the nigger side over me? That's really what he's saying, family.
Please walk over here, sir. I'm asking you to leave this property.
Okay, I will go to
the
sidewalk.
You're on private property, so let's walk over here and get off of the property.
So now they're walking.
I want to report the theft of property from myself. I was actually assaulted. I would like to report an assault.
So they're walking him to the sidewalk.
If you like, sir, okay. Not step back in the property.
I'd like to report an assault.
That's, you know what that sounds like? Sounds like George Zimmerman. You know, they go and antagonize, and the white supremacists are good at that. They go and antagonize black folks and then go run and play the victim role. Now another female cop, I think she might be a supervisor. She's going to come talk to him. Here she is, I think.
Can I be for you, sir?
Step over here somewhere on the roadway. Speak with him.
Now watch his coded language.
I was assaulted.
Okay. How were you assaulted?
Someone behind me hit me, and they stole. It was almost like a mugging.
Oh. Okay. Almost like a mugging. That's that. The white supremacists love talking about a black person mug them. Do y'all remember a while back, I debated a white supremacist on my show. And you guys can look in the archives and find it. It's probably somewhere on YouTube. And we were talking, and then he started talking about how some black guys mugged him in D.C. And I said, that's bullshit. I don't believe you. I told him to his face, I don't believe you. Nobody mugged you, dude. Yeah, I got mugged. They walked up to me and said, hey, bro. And I said, no, they didn't. That's an old lie. They love telling a lie that a black person mugged them. That's bullshit. Listen to how he's, it's almost like a mugging. I mean, almost like a mugging. Either you got mugged or you didn't. But see, they use those code words. See, black person, mug, assault.
Me, and they stole. It was almost like a mugging.
Okay.
Because I had my property.
Okay.
And I was holding it.
Okay.
And they stole it from me.
You notice how he's just making up the lie as he go along? The white supremacists are good at that. They'll just make the lie up as they go along.
What did they steal from you?
The flag that this officer right here is holding.
Okay, and he's going to give that back to you, so it's back. It's back in your possession.
Okay.
You're going to have that back.
But the person that assaulted me, I would like to press charges against.
Okay, and how did they assault you? That's what I'm asking. Did they hit you?
Yes.
What did they do? How did they hit you?
From behind.
Okay. Like how? I mean, can you explain better? I mean, to say hit, I guess, like a closed fist, open.
See, and this is what I don't like with the police, see? Even though the police, they know he's full of shit, they're kind of giving him shit. Because he's making the shit up as he go along, and that's what I don't like. The police, they're feeding him shit. I mean, help us make this false story for you. That's what I don't like. That's how they collaborate on lies.
Smack. I couldn't tell. It was so fast.
Okay.
It was a smacking motion.
Okay.
That glanced off the side of my head.
Okay.
And then
you
grabbed the flag out of my hand.
Were you doing anything that maybe caused them to react that way? I'm not saying that made
no.
it right, but
I was standing there and I was holding a flag.
Okay.
During the national anthem.
Okay. We can take a report, but I'm not guaranteeing. I mean, do you know who hit you or who did this or?
No, I would hope that you would investigate and find out who it was.
So he don't know who hit him, because nobody really hit him, by the way. Nobody hit this guy. So now I don't know. I got hit. It was a slapping. Who hit you? I don't know.
Okay. Well, if we don't know who it is, then I guess we don't have a lot to go on. So
well,
if you don't know who it is, we don't know who it
right.
is.
Right.
Well,
we can take a report for you. I'd be happy to do that, but if we don't know the people involved, I mean, I guess, are there people in there that would know who did it? I mean, that's
yes,
my question.
Yes, I mean, if we could go.
Can you tell us the names of the people who would know who did it?
Now, they know this guy's full of shit. This is what I don't like with these cops. I look at them as suspected race soldiers just for coaching this asshole. And they know he's lying, but they're still going in with it. Just give us a good enough lie so we can do something. It's that shit.
If we could go back in there, I could point them out to you.
We're not going to let you back on the property.
Oh, well, then I can't point them out.
Okay, well, then how
can
do you want us to...
Or?
Can you describe them to us? What
yeah, they
wearing?
Were African-American people that were behind me.
Yeah, they were. He just said all the black people. They were African-American. So all of them hit me, so go get all of them. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Go in there and get some of the niggas. Just get any of them. Any of the niggas will do. That's what he's saying.
Would know who did it? I mean, that's
yes,
my question.
Yes, I mean, if we could go...
Can you tell us the names of the people who would know who did it?
If we could go back in there, I could point them out to you.
We're not going to let you back on the property.
Oh, well, then I can't point them out.
Okay, well, then how
can
do you want us to...
Or?
Can you describe them to us? What
yeah,
were
they
wearing?
Were African-American people that were behind me.
Okay.
And
do you know what section you were in? Maybe we can
yeah,
go?
I was okay. About the 40-yard line.
Okay.
So I'd like to identify them and press charges because I was actually assaulted and property was stolen from my person.
You're going to get that property back. So
the police officer is holding his flag. He's sitting up here talking about his flag was stolen and the cop is standing there with the flag. And he's still saying it was stolen.
Stuff kind of doesn't really... I mean, at this point, you're getting your property back.
Well, I know, but the action of the person, that's illegal.
The action. Meaning, this is what he's saying. Don't let these niggas... We're white. I'm white, you're white. The niggas, they didn't let me harass them. The niggas didn't sit still and just... take the suffering in silence. They spoke out against me as I was harassing them. So go do something about it. What are you doing? This is what he's saying. That's all he's saying. Go in there. Which African-American? Just all of them. Just go get one of them. Let me in there. I'll point out any one of them and lie. Because that's what he's going to do. He wants to go in there and lie and just point to some random black person and say a random black person hit him.
How did they take your flag? Did they knock it out of your hand?
Yes.
Rip it out of your hand?
Yes.
And this, see, and they're coaching. This is what I don't like. They're coaching him. That's what I really don't like about these suspected race soldiers. Did they knock it out your hand? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Did they snatch it? Yeah. Yeah. See, this is how the white supremacist race soldiers and the white supremacist civilians all work together.
Well, I know, but the action of the person... that's illegal.
How did they take your flag? Did they knock it out of your hand?
Yes.
Rip it out of your hand?
Yes. You cannot do that. I was standing there as a peaceful person.
You weren't disruptive in any way?
Absolutely not. I was standing there.
Mr. Green, I've got several individuals that came down and said you were causing a disturbance inside of the stadium. That's why we asked you to leave the stadium.
I walked down and I stood there. And I held up a flag.
Okay. Said I wasn't the president at the time. I've got several individuals came down and said you caused a disturbance, and that's why we asked you to leave the stadium.
Okay. I did not cause any type of disturbance. I was standing there, and I was assaulted. And I am asking you to take a police report and file charges against the person that assaulted me and stole my belongings.
Assault and stole. Assault, stole, mugging, illegal. Look at the code words he keeps throwing out there. I'm a victim, victim, victim. He went in there for the sole purpose of harassing some black folks so that he can get the race soldiers on him. And he's mad because these cops aren't going in there rounding up Negroes. That's what he's really mad about.
I think it's illegal for someone to assault someone like that.
No, it's...
Okay. So, you want to take a assault report or?
We get a basic report started. Sure. Yes. Do you want to go? Can you go? Maybe walk along here and point up where you were sitting, maybe, so we can get an idea where you were at. This officer
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, I can walk
can
along with you guys, and
we're not going to go back in there.
No,
we're
not,
you
we're not going in there. You're not going to be allowed on the property
here
anymore. Okay.
I mean, can you walk along the sidewalk with us and kind of point the general, like, area, give us an area where you were, and then we can go in there and maybe talk to some people that were there, see if they can identify for it.
The school has decided that you're not allowed on this property anymore. You're no longer allowed on Urbandale High School property.
Okay.
Okay. The flag that you are holding is actually in direct violation of school code.
Okay.
And that's
a Confederate flag. And that's another thing. he's walking around with a Confederate flag up there in Iowa. And the white supremacists, when they always tell the lie that the Confederate flag is not about racism, it's about Southern heritage. This is why I've always told you the white supremacists are master liars. The flag ain't, it don't mean shit about no Southern heritage. Iowa ain't in the damn South. Okay? Iowa ain't nowhere near the South. That's the North. And he's walking around with a Confederate flag. So that just lets you know all that Southern heritage bullshit is out the window. The Confederate flag means and has always meant white supremacy. It always represents white supremacy. Nothing more, nothing less. So just because a white supremacist lied to you, that don't mean you have to buy their lie.
That code doesn't just apply to students when it goes to an athletic event. It applies to everybody at the athletic event.
Okay.
Are you here watching a student, or did you just come to fly this flag tonight?
Well, I was using my constitutional rights.
So you...
See, he don't even know no kid at the damn game. He went there for the sole purpose of harassing black people. He knew black people would be there, and he went for the sole purpose of harassing black people.
You're not here watching a student. You came just to fly the flag and possibly cause a disruption tonight.
I did not want to cause any disruption at
all. But you have to understand.
I was peacefully protesting.
You have to understand in the current social climate that we're in, when you fly a Confederate flag standing in front of several African American people, that's going to cause a disturbance, okay? Whether
but
you
that,
intended to or not,
that is
you
my,
have to understand. I'm
that
not saying
is
it's,
my
I never said it wasn't
constitutional right.
Did I?
That's my... Why are you stopping me from harming niggas? Why? That, I have a right to harass niggas. You see what he's saying? Why are you stopping me from harassing these niggas? I, as a white man in a white supremacist system, I have a right to harass niggas. And you are stopping me, so now you're the problem. That's all he's saying.
Going to cause a disturbance, okay? Whether
but
you
that,
intended to or not,
that is
you
my,
have to understand. I'm
that
not saying
is
it's,
my
I never said it wasn't
constitutional
your right.
Right.
Did I say it wasn't? Did I say it was not your right? No. What I'm saying is you have to understand that in the current social climate that we're in, that's going to cause a disturbance whether you intend it to or not, whether it's your right or not. Okay? There's
okay,
things
but
that,
that
happen.
Doesn't mean that I need to be assaulted.
Okay.
I was assaulted.
Okay.
And
I'm just explaining to you that this is why you're no longer allowed on school property.
Okay.
Okay. That
I understand that.
Okay.
But
so I'm explaining that part.
While I was on school property, I was assaulted, and I was actually had something stolen from me.
Okay. If you can, I mean, that here's.
That's why he keeps telling the same lie over and over. His flag wasn't stolen, and that's the thing. You can't really rationalize with a white supremacist, man. You can't really rationalize with no white supremacists because it's not about being rational. It's about being dominant. It's not about being rational. The shit he's saying ain't even rational. It's about dominance. How come you're not in there rounding them niggas up for me? Yeah, I know what I'm saying is bullshit. Yeah. I'm making it up as I go along, but damn it. You're supposed... I have a right to do what I do to these niggas and harass. You're supposed to be on my side.
Like Sergeant Taylor said, okay? If you can maybe point to a section that you were in or something like that, it's gonna might help us. But if you don't know who assaulted you, if you can't give us names of witnesses, if you can't describe them any better than a group of African Americans, that's gonna make a report really hard for us to follow up on.
Well, without being able to look at someone and identify them, there's
well,
no way
I mean,
that...
We said that you could walk along the sidewalk here and maybe point out what section you were in, but that's the best that we can do since we can't allow you on property anymore.
Would you be willing to go down to the police department to file a report so we're not standing out here? We'd be happy to go down there. We can get some further information from you.
No, I'm very comfortable right here.
I still
don't have my property.
And he's going to give it back to you here.
Mr. Scott Green? I'm advising you to trespass from the school property. You understand that? So you're no longer on school property. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
All right. So you've been trespassed, all right?
So the cop's telling him he's been trespassed off the property. So he can't get on the property no more.
Officially. But I've been assaulted.
We're going to get to that. We just need you to acknowledge that you understand that you have been.
I understand. I will not set foot on Urbandale school property.
Okay, appreciate that.
But I do need to figure out who assaulted me.
Well,
and I would like to have that person. Apprehended.
I'd like to have that person apprehended, meaning I want to have that person killed. I want to have a nigga killed. Let me put on my music here. And that's basically the end of it. But listen to all the, did you listen to the language he was using? I want that person apprehended because I'm white and I say so, and you're not doing it. Why are you not rounding up these niggas for me? After I said that they did something I didn't like. I'm white and I say so. And the fact that the police made him leave and didn't do anything to the black people, he said, wait a minute. That's a problem in a system of white supremacy. So I'm going to martyr myself. So that incident right there kicked this dude off. So he said, let me make an example out of two police officers to let them know you need to be on code in a system of white supremacy. You better go along with this white supremacist agenda. When one of us race soldiers say it's time to sacrifice a Negro, damn it, you need to get to sacrificing. Don't gaffle me up. Don't deny me the right to harm a Negro. Black folks got to understand this is how these people are thinking, man. There's no logic there. These are fucking reptiles at this point. They're just, the white supremacists are just working on instinct right now, like lizards, like snakes, like reptiles. They're in survival mode, man. You see how evil and demonic that shit he was trying to pull? He was trying to get one of those innocent black people harmed. And it was some black women he was harassing too. He was trying to get some black folks harmed. So y'all think cooning is going to really get you in good graces with these folks? No, it's not. You see how they work behind the scenes to try to get race soldiers to harm us? And they're willing to sacrifice themselves for the greater good of white supremacy? This guy made himself a martyr for white supremacy. He was like, well, look. These guys didn't get on code and do their job as white supremacists, so I'm going to have to make an example and sacrifice my life and go to jail for the greater good of white supremacy. So we got to be careful out here, and we got to be on code, and we got to always understand that we are in a war situation. Black folks, you got to understand that you are in a prisoner of war situation. And you got people out here who wish to do harm to you, your women, your elderly, and your children. The other day, there was an autistic boy, a little black boy, he's 15 years old. They were doing a run somewhere at a school. He was on the track team, and they were doing like this 5K run. And this is, poor kid, he's 15 years old. He's a nonverbal autistic child. And he got lost. He got lost from the group. So he was kind of wandering in the street. So some white dude, middle-aged white dude, jumped out of his car and assaulted the kid. Talking about, get out of here. Get out of this neighborhood. And the kid, he can't verbally communicate. So somebody brought him back to the school. And, you know, he pointed to his back like, hey, somebody hit me. And nobody pressed charges against the white supremacist male who assaulted this guy. What city was this? Was in upstate New York, I think Rochester, New York, somewhere like that. And it was some old Bunny Ruckus ass judge who declined the warrant to press charges. They had some Negro Bedouin's Bunny Ruckus ass black female judge who declined the motion to press charges against this race soldier. So y'all got to understand some of these Negroes that they have in these political offices who are doing the bidding of white supremacy. But these white supremacists are going out of their way every day to try to assault and attack us. So we have to act like prisoners of war at all times, family. And this white supremacist right here, these white supremacists are imploding on themselves. They're making examples out of each other if they're not getting on code with the white supremacist agenda. That's why we got to be on global black melanoid empowerment, family. This shit is real. All right, y'all. That's today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm out of here. Tune into Ustream this Sunday, fam. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Facebook at Tariq Elite. I think that's my Facebook. And follow me on Morus at Tariq Nasheed. And everybody go to morus.com, morus.com. Download Morus right now. I am out of here. I will holler at you Sunday on Ustream, family. You guys have a good one.